I'm Don Molino. Here's your Morning Vibe Report on 97.3 The Dog, brought to you by Chasson Brothers, 214 East Pinhook, next to the railroad tracks, serving Acadiana since 1933. During a recent invasive species workshop, LSU Ag Center researcher Ariel Borgon told Neil Molosso the federal hog population continues to explode across Louisiana.
In 2020, according to Wildlife and Fisheries, they had a large decrease in the population, but it's because everybody was out of work, everybody was in the woods more, killing pigs, hunting, this, that, and the other. So we had some good decrease in the population then, but everybody had to go back to work eventually. So now, hunting and trapping pigs is a full-time job. So if you aren't out there every day checking your traps, it's almost not feasible to be able to do.
Another species causing problems is deer, but with numbers now greater than there were at the turn of the 20th century, they can cause a lot of damage, especially in soybean fields. There are repellents out there, and wildlife specialist Luke Stamper says they're being evaluated for how effective they are in Louisiana.
We're not trying to produce a repellent. We're just testing what's on the market today and trying to provide row crop producers with valid answers on what is effective and what's not effective.
I'm Don Molino with your Morning Farm Report from the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network on 97.3 The Dog.